Right, welcome back to Ask Uncle Lee. And today we have questions about working with the same spirit to do different things, and how what happens when we curse famous people as opposed to the normal man on the street, and why the famous person is usually not affected by it, and also working with Glacier Levelers. Welcome to my channel. You are entering the world of magic and mysticism with your host, Lee W. Johnson. Keep the lights on and help improve the channel by becoming a supporter for just $2.99 per month. Hit the join button. Okay, straight into the questions then. All right, so the first question is from Yo Rochelle, or Yo Rachel, 83. Let's see if oh, this is always a fun question. If one person works with a specific demon or god or spirit to attack or hurt a person in some way, and then that target victim person reaches out to the same entity for help with the issue they are experiencing, not knowing that they are already under the influence or control of that god, demon, spirit entity, what would happen? So, for instance, let's say someone unknown to me enlisted the help of Marbas to inflict some sort of disease on me. Later, I request Marbas' intervention to heal me from my disease. What are the different ways you know of that something like this could or would play out? Okay, so this is where we have to view things from an energetic perspective. We petition and employ the spirits to do things for us, and this is kind of what the idea has become. So therefore we call on a spirit and we instruct that spirit to do something, and this comes very much from a ceremonial magic point of view, and it's led us to believe that we tell the spirit what to do. The spirit then goes off and does it for us. It's not actually the case. What actually happens is we employ the energy, the energetic makeup, the energetic vibration of a particular God form or spirit or demon, Goetia spirit, whatever it may be. So we call in a particular spirit, the energy of something, because everything is made up of energy. These spirits may be individual in nature, but they're all part of a whole, just as we are. All individual, we all have individual nature, we all have individual personality, but we make up a whole. So the spirits are the same thing, they are just part of that whole. And obviously I have my own beliefs, understandings, and things like that. So this may differ from what I tell you, from what somebody else might tell you. But I've got to bear that in mind. So we have all these spirits which are energy bodies, and we're also energy bodies. Yes, we view ourselves as being physical, but we are actually energy bodies. So all of these things, ourselves, just humans, the spirits, the gods, the trees, the tables, the phones, all of these things are bodies of energy, where the energy has come in, it's concentrated to a certain point to form a particular thing, an energetic creation, and then it flows, continues to flow. So all the energy is flowing, all right? And therefore, we call on a particular being, a particular spirit, and that energy body comes to us, and we employ or petition or use that particular energy within a particular working. So if somebody has called on Marbas, the energy of Marbas, to do a particular thing, they have used that energy to create something, and that is a disease within you. Marbas doesn't really give a damn. It's just a being, an energy body. Marbas creates disease and heals disease. That's what Marbas does. So therefore, when Marbas is called, the energy body of Marbas is called in order to create disease to act upon you, then Marbas will do that. Then you have the disease and you call Marbas. Marbas comes along and heals that disease. That's what Marbas does. And this is where we kind of again come back to this whole thing of, are the demons, the spirits, good or evil? They are neither. They are just energy bodies, just like nature is nature. Nature is constructive and destructive at the same time. So, these spirits, the gods, they don't have the same level of or intention of this aspect of good or evil, black or white, left or right, feminine, masculine. There's none of this. This is all human perception, and usually comes from that Christian worldview, where we have the opposites that have to fight against each other. So when someone calls a spirit to do a particular thing against you, you call the same spirit to do something against them or something to heal yourself, whatever it is, you're both employing the same energy bodies, the same energy. There's no difference. It's just used in a different manner. We could view this in the same relationship with a knife. One person can take a knife and cut up meat and make an incredible meal. Another person can take exactly the same knife and go and stab their neighbor. It's a tool. It's something which we use in order to do something. Whether that's a creative aspect or a destructive aspect, it doesn't make a difference to the knife. The knife is still the knife. So it's the person that is using that tool or using the energy which they have called in to incorporate into their particular working. So it's really got nothing to do with, the spirit. It can boil down to, in some cases, who has the stronger will. For instance, if two people are calling the same spirit to curse, so person A calls the spirit to curse person B. Person B then calls the same spirit to curse person A. Who wins? Nobody really wins in the end of that situation. But the person who is affected the most is the person who has the stronger will, has the better protection. So it's not just about the spirit which is being called, it's about all the other work that you've been doing in the past, all the foundational practices, all the foundational work of raising your vibration through meditation, offerings, banishing rites, putting up protection, doing cleansing work, all of that foundational stuff. And this is why that foundational stuff is so important. If person A has been doing all of that stuff for years, maybe months, but years maybe, and person B has not been doing any of that stuff, you'll probably find person B will be affected and person A will just like brush it off. Because, they have all of that other stuff which they have been doing. So that becomes very important. So it's not just about what spirit's being employed, it's about what other practices the magician has been doing, has been employing. But yeah, really, it's when it comes to what, does the spirit choose between two people? No, they don't care. As long as the relationship between that person and that spirit is strong, then that spirit will work with that person. And you could get two totally different people who are working, have a good relationship with one particular spirit. It doesn't mean that that spirit's not going to attack the other person just because they have a good relationship. It's the energy of that spirit which is being employed to do something. And it's indiscriminatory. Indiscriminatory. Got that word out in one go there. Totally indiscriminatory. So, you know what that the word is. So don't think that, the spirit is, because you work with that spirit, all of a sudden they don't like you. it's the energy that's being used as a means to an end. Okay, so I think that covers that one anyway. It is a very interesting question. It's an interesting question to ponder over from a philosophical point of view. All right, Lirach 666, Uam Lee, hello. What advice or caution would you give to a person that is about to start a path working with Glacier Labolas? The objective is both baneful and concealment in response to African craft and physical attacks. I am earthly inclined and have avoided fire demons for some time, but the time has come to take a more active stance in matters. Would long-standing patronage with Belial aid in proof of character, or would you expect some turbulence? A bit difficult to give advice. I'm not really sure what the exact working is. Sounds like you're going to be doing a baneful magic and concealment against somebody who is a Sangoma or something like that. Very tricky one there, because you've got two different currents of magic, two different currents of power that are trying to fight against each other. But working with Glacier Labolas, I haven't worked with Glacier myself, but I do know somebody who did, and very good, very fantastic spirit to work with, and very good from a protective perspective. But if you are earthly inclined, there's no reason why you couldn't work with a spirit which is more inclined towards another element. But at the same time, I mean, I suppose we have to ask the question, if we place a particular spirit as being more inclined towards the element of fire, is that our own interpretation, or is it theirs? Do they even have this idea of the four elements, which was progressed out of the ages from, Paracelsus and people like that, and alchemical bases. Does that even form part of their own culture, their own communities, and their own understanding of things? Or as I say, is that just our own assignment, our own interpretation? We do obviously have spirits which we consider to be elementally based, but at the same time, working with fire and earth, nothing wrong with that. Fire comes from earth. Earth contains fire. So I don't see anything wrong with that. Can't think of anything that would be adverse to that. And a long-standing patronage with Belial, yeah. I think if you have a relationship with a spirit and then you try to work with a spirit which is kind of in the same, I'm going to come back to community, in that same realm, in that same vicinity. The words on the tip of my tongue today and I just can't think of them. But if you're working with a spirit which is related somehow to that spirit that you have a good relationship with, then meeting them is a lot easier. Creating a bond, creating a relationship becomes a lot easier. Very similar to if you have a friend who is friends with somebody you want to know. Getting to know them is a lot easier than just approaching them cold. Because you already have that, there's already a connection, there's already somebody who's acting as an intermediary who can say, I know this person, and it comes with a level of trust already. So very much if you have that long-standing relationship with one spirit, it's a lot easier to connect with another spirit. I'm really not sure if any of this answers your question at all. I'm feeling a bit lost with your question, actually, to be honest. So I'm going to leave it there and I'm not going to try not to ramble too much. All right, let's go back to the next question. All right, from RCBM, Hi Lee, have a question on baneful magic. How come it works on everyday normal people, but it doesn't work on famous people, like politicians, for example, especially the bad ones? I am sure there are many practitioners cursing some of them. But you can't really see most of them having any problems. I'm just curious, what's your opinion on this? Again, it's a very curious question to ponder, actually. And the answers could vary extensively. So when somebody, normal everyday person, has had a curse put on them, it's usually a very personal thing that happens, and therefore somehow they get to know about it, they get to hear about it, but it's also the connection between the two people, the person doing the cursing and the person they're doing the curse on, is a bit stronger. It's more personal, so the closer relationship usually. And even if somebody goes through a third party to do this, there's still that energetic bond, because the person who requested it has that personal relationship with the person. When you are trying to curse somebody completely abstract, in the spotlight or something like that, there isn't that personal connection. The drive isn't really there. Well, it is, because you kind of, in many cases, you end up hating the person you are trying to curse, but there's a distance, if I can put it that way. Kind of like sticky energy. The further, it's kind of sticky and it pulls, but the further and further and further apart you get, it pulls less. So it doesn't have the same bond. At the same time, we could bring in the argument that a politician has a stronger will. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in that particular position. And because of that strong will, they are able to brush off things like curses, because it's kind of like energy being thrown at somebody. And for somebody who doesn't have a strong will, it gets hold, and it holds them, and quite easily. But somebody who does have a strong will, it's almost like they have a barrier. Which is why, when you start magic, one of the first things you're supposed to do is learn how to protect yourself. Put up the shields, put up the guards, put up the wards, and all of those things. And over time, you get a stronger and stronger will. And the stronger will you have, the less things affect you. I would say it actually falls into that, is that a politician has a stronger will than a normal everyday person, and they have to have that strong will. They have to have that thick skin, or they wouldn't succeed at being a politician, and people in the spotlight. But I mean, even people in the spotlight, you'll find that, especially now with social media and things like that, people in the spotlight are affected by the evil eye quite a lot, because there are groups, large groups of people, that are jealous of them, and that creates the evil eye. So, they're even affected by that type of thing. And we don't really know if it affects them or not. Maybe they have people that we don't know about in the background who help with this kind of thing. They may not be magic users or people like us, but they may be some kind of energy worker on some kind of level. It may even just be that, they get attacked. They may start to feel ill. They'll go to the doctor. The doctor will treat them. And, that's all part of an energy basis. If you think about it, a group of people curse somebody who's in the spotlight, who's a famous person. They start to feel ill. And they may get stomach cramps, they may have flu, whatever it is, they start to feel ill. They go to the doctor. The doctor treats them with something. All of this stuff is all energy. It's all energy exchange. So the person gets treated with pills and things like that, but that's energy which they've taken into the body, which gets dispersed in order to fix the problem. So, even that, we could argue, is energy, working on energy. So yeah, really boils down to how you feel about how you your own perspective about certain things. But yeah, some interesting questions today to ponder. All right, so I'm going to leave that there, and I'll see you next week. Have a good one for now. Cheers, bye bye.